Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Of course, you can dial in toll-free here to join us and bring up anything you'd like. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. With you in the studio tonight, Ian here.
Derek J.
And Mark.
And don't forget to join us online over at freetalklive.com. The features we share with you are completely free. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. You can go there and create the content right there on the front page of the website. Just submit what you want, and then vote up what you like, and vote down what you don't, if you feel so inclined, and we'd appreciate it, because it helps us know what you find interesting over at freetalklive.com. Now, right before the show, usually we all kind of throw in what we want to talk about here on the air tonight, because it's our job as talk show hosts to come prepared, and sometimes we prepare independently. None of us really ever talk about, you know, what we're going to discuss prior to just a few minutes before the show starts. And every now and then, we all three of us will have the same story. And I think we all had the Edward Snowden bust story show prep for tonight. So here it is from RT.com. And there's a lot of different sources here. Honestly, I don't know which one is the best one. But usually RT does a good job of covering the U.S. government, and you know, they're fairly critical of them because, well, they're funded by the Russian government. But nonetheless, RT.com writes, New York City parks workers have covered up a statue of National Security Agency leaker Edward Snowden that was secretly installed overnight.
Oh, boy. That quick.
Yeah.
They found it that quick.
The 100-pound, well, I mean, it's cool that it was installed overnight. I thought you meant that quick as in it went up quickly.
Well, it did go up quickly, but I was just
nice.
Surprised that they were able to figure it out. Because, I mean, people don't really pay attention to the busts that they tend to walk by,
you
know?
Yeah, that's a good point. Well, I guess they must have had some sort of park worker that, you know, noticed.
Yeah.
Maybe he's been paying attention.
Well, I think you might notice just that something's where it wasn't before.
Yeah.
But if, for instance, you took the head off of, John Jay, right, the bust off of the John Jay statue, and then replaced it with an Edward Snowden statue, I think it would be there much longer. Now, I'm not suggesting vandalizing, park equipment here. I'm just saying that it's probably the fact that it appeared where it wasn't, where nothing was.
Derek Jay used to say about that. It's not vandalizing. It's just improving.
Yeah, you're adding art. What could be wrong with that?
In this case, this is not vandalism. This is adding art.
So anyway, he was installed overnight. It's a 100-pound bust. This thing is heavy. And it was erected in Brooklyn's Fort Greene Park atop the Prison Ship Martyrs Monument. The 4-foot-tall Snowden bust was fused to the monument overnight on Monday by a trio of anonymous artists and a few helpers, according to Animal New York. They renamed the tribute Prison Ship Martyrs Monument 2.0. Fort Greene's Prison Ship Martyrs Monument is a memorial to American POWs who lost their lives during the Revolutionary War. I guess I'm interested to see a before and after. I mean, what did this thing look like? Apparently, they did add him to some sort of a monument that already existed. I don't think...
A monument can be a bunch of monuments together, too.
Yeah, that's a good point. So Derek J. is showing me, oh, it's just like this flat surface thing, perfect to put a bust up on.
There you go.
Sort of a somewhat tall, what would you say, about 8 foot tall, maybe, because it's taller than that cameraman, so 7 or 8 feet.
I'd say it's
feet
about
tall.
10 feet.
Then I'd say that that's an improvement to the monument itself.
Yeah, so then they set Edward Snowden's bust up on top of this fairly large, kind of tall sculpture thing.
Cylinder.
Cylindrical with a flat top.
Column, yeah.
Perfect, column, that'll describe it.
It's a very column-y thing.
So they, this is the group statement that put this up here. They're talking about this martyrs monument. It's a memorial to POWs who lost their lives during the Revolutionary War. We have updated this monument to highlight those who sacrificed their safety in the fight against modern-day tyrannies. Their statement continued to say it would be a dishonor to those memorialized here to not laud those who protect the ideals they fought for, as Edward Snowden has, by bringing the NSA's Fourth Amendment violating surveillance programs to light, and to his own personal detriment as well, like those many of those people who fought in the Revolutionary War, who put their lives and their property and their family's lives on the line to fight for something that they believed in. Edward Snowden basically gave up access to his own family and ended up being, you know, essentially run out of the country because, well, he'd probably be in a prison cell right now had he not left Hawaii, where he was living at the time, right before the news about the Snowden revelations broke. So I fully support what they've done here.
Yeah, it seems artistic. I like it. It's a tribute. And to those people who don't know of Edward Snowden, as they pass by in the park, perhaps they'll learn of him.
There are a lot of people who don't know about Edward Snowden. I would be interested to see a public poll to actually find out how many people even are aware of Edward Snowden. I know I've talked to some people. I remember talking to a cop in the park here. Who had absolutely no idea who Edward Snowden or who Bradley Manning at the time was.
Had he heard of the revelations, at least, the facts that had come out because of Edward Snowden?
I didn't get into that much detail, but this is the kind of guy who pays no attention to the news, apparently. Like,
I think he
did admit that.
Even someone who hadn't heard anything of the news would hear of the NSA emails and collecting all sorts of private data.
Going on with a statement from the artist, our goal, they say, is to bring a renewed vitality to the space and prompt even more visitors to ponder the sacrifices made for their freedoms. Mm. We hope this inspires them to reflect upon the responsibility that we all bear to ensure our liberties exist long into the future. And that's the end of their statement. Most passersby didn't notice the Snowden head on top of one of the four columns that lie at the monument's edge. Bucky Turco, who exclusively documented the installation, reported that. In fact, he said, quote, over a dozen people walking their dogs passed by the new bust on Monday morning without noticing the unsanctioned piece.
Sure.
The color and design of the bust expertly matches the existing sculptures there, from its bronze patina finish to Snowden's hair, which mimics the texture of the feather on the eagle. The artist also added letters spelling out Snowden's name in an official-looking font befitting of the monument, or of a monument. The artist told Turco they debated on how to bind the bust to its base, eventually deciding on an adhesive that would firmly hold the head in place yet could be removed without damaging Martyrs Monument 1.0, as they referred to it. The idea for the sculpture was conceived about a year ago by two NYC-based artists with a history of pulling off notable public interventions.
Hmm.
Now, I think the history is very interesting here, but of course it was what happened later on to the statue, and I don't know how much later it was, but I'm pretty sure it was the exact same day.
Mm-hmm.
New York City Park Service removed the Snowden sign from the monument at 11:45 Eastern. They covered up the bust with a blue tarp just after noon on Monday.
People looking at this.
Yeah.
So they cover up the whole monument in order to prevent people from looking at the bust on top of it.
Now, I think I saw some news that the bust has been removed completely at this point, but I have not yet verified that particular claim. Did either of you see anything about that?
No,
they've actually physically removed the bust.
I can't imagine they haven't.
Yeah, as of 4 hours ago, this is the picture of the news reporter.
I see. So the picture you showed us of the column was more recent.
Yeah, that was
taken this morning.
Yeah, that was just from a couple hours ago.
Yeah, so it's gone. That's it. And at least it got some headlines and maybe got some people talking. But
it's a shame, but I mean, it's, therefore it's put together and made eternal by the news stories, right?
This is true.
Yeah, there are pictures of it, so it already will live forever. I wonder who's going to get it, though. Are any
who's
of the government
the
agents?
Yeah,
are they going to
take it
like,
home?
Yeah. Well, I removed it, Jim. I should take it home.
It would have been interesting to follow the bust, like whoever it is that came out to remove whichever park crew.
Yeah, it's going to end up on eBay, I'm sure. Or what if the artists dressed up as government agents and removed it and just took it home?
And then they could
like,
put it up
right,
somewhere else.
We got our story, guys. Let's take it home.
That'd be hilarious.
So I guess, you know, we'll see if it pops up again somewhere else. It's certainly, I mean, this is an expensive bust. It's 100 pounds, but it might be interesting to make some cheap knockoffs.
Yeah.
And then, you know, a much lighter version made of styrofoam or something like that, and then just put those up different places.
But once you have the mold, can't you just make as many as you want?
Well, that's what I mean, but expensive to have a 100-pound weight like this.
Yeah, metal molds are going to cost more to make it out of bronze than anything else.
We'll come back with more here. You can share your thoughts. 855-450-FREE. More about Edward Snowden. If you've got comments on the bust, the illegal bust, you support the crackdown that happened today, you want to keep the word underground about Edward Snowden, I want to hear from you if you want to repress information. Free Talk Live.
Going back to the My Business thing, you cost me a lot of misery and all total $2,700 in doggy fees, and all it took was one container of Dynavite, 2 pounds, 3 ounces, and my dog has been cured. Abby's a 5-year-old silky terrier. She had like chicken pox on her belly, clusters of bumps on her back, and she was allergic to like 70 some odd things. So the dermatologist, it was like, oh yeah, just keep giving her needles every 10 days. But she's not clearing up. And then it came up on my radio, Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
And I was like, oh, that's it, that's it. I give her the Dynavite after 5 weeks. And one morning, there was nothing there. And I'm like, oh, my God, she's all clear. There wasn't one blemish on her body. Her fur is beautiful. She is totally happy. She is as healthy, bump-free, pimple-free, shiny, silky. It turned our lives around. So thank you very much for Dynavite. I couldn't be happier. Dynavite's the bomb.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000. DINOVITE.com. On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. In a desperate attempt to suppress freedom of speech, freedom of expression, to suppress the ability to get information out to people about what has happened with the Edward Snowden revelations, of course, you know, revealing all manner of interesting things about how the NSA can basically spy on whatever it is you're doing at their leisure. You know, that's in case you were living under a rock and hadn't been paying attention to the Snowden situation. That's sort of what this bust was designed to do. These artists put up a 100-pound bust in a New York City park, and it was quickly noticed by park staff, by the government agents. It was covered up and then ultimately removed. Would love to hear from you if you want to share your thoughts at 855-450-FREE.
Well, now, it's not that I... So I think that some of the language you've used around explaining it here might, sound a little one-sided, right? Like, so this is government property. The expectation is the government approved.
So it's public property when you say that, because you wish it was
public property.
Everyone, so you should be able to put artwork up if you want.
You wish it was that, but I think we all know that functionally that's not how things work. For better or for worse, you can't just go put your art up on government property. Otherwise, people
government would... doesn't have property. It's a criminal gang, and criminal gangs can't own things legitimately.
I don't respect
their property.
Okay, you may or may not respect them, but that doesn't mean that...
I'm not going to talk into their paradigm. I'm not going to use terms like government property if I can avoid it.
I'd rather call it
public property. How about you, Derek J?
No, I prefer the term government property.
Really?
And I prefer to stay off of it if I can, because I do, unlike you, treat the government as if they own the property. I know it's not legitimate, but it's not legitimate when the government or when the mafia owns property either, but I pretend like it is, you know, or they'll kill me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but saying government property, you know, almost makes it seem like, you know, it doesn't have the same aspects that it should have. Right. I mean, in theory, public property, this idea of public property. Now, I don't support the idea of public property, but the concept exists. And, you know, in theory, people are supposed to be able to gather there. It's supposed to be sort of a traditional forum for free speech and expression. I mean, you have done protests and had dance parties on government property, a.k.a. public property.
Well, I've learned enough through personal experience that public property is not government property. I've been banned from public schools for handing out literature. Mm-hmm. I've been banned from local parks for holding free speech events and dance parties.
You found out that public property, or you found out a government property is not public property.
Yes, excuse me if I misspoke. That's what I meant. Because I want to treat government property as if they own it, because I want the government to treat my property as if I own it.
Hmm.
So, you know, if I expect them to stay off of my property, then I will gladly stay off of theirs.
Now, that's an interesting new approach. Let's get back into that here in a moment. But first, we've got Corey on the line in St. George, Utah. Corey, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys.
Hey, you're on here.
I got to see John Oliver's last week tonight, yesterday, or on YouTube.
Yes.
He did a whole thing on, he did a whole, like, 30-minute thing on Edward Snowden. It was very good, actually. I was quite impressed with, like, how he put it. And he went and, just like your New York thing, he went and he talked to people in New York about the problems that, about Edward Snowden and who he was. And it was amazing. Nobody knew who he was. People thought he was Julian Assange. People thought he was Julian Assange. People, nobody knew who he was. He basically did a whole, and they didn't even do like a sample thing. It was 10 people, and some people thought he was Julian Assange. People thought he was, no, he didn't. And but then he went and they asked people, is it okay for the government to see you naked? If you've taken pictures in that, of that. And then they're like, yeah, that's a big problem. That's a big problem that the government can see. And that was something that was brought up. And he's like, well, maybe we need to put it to everybody this way, that government, they can, and they can spy on you in this way. And it was very well done. It was very, very well done. I was very happy with how he did it, actually.
Excellent. I have not seen that, and I had meant to, you know, I saw the headlines. I actually bookmarked it here for the show tonight. Didn't he actually interview Snowden in this piece?
Yeah, he did. He did interview Snowden. He did give some good criticisms to Edward. He did give some criticisms of Edward Snowden, and I think some of them are pretty, you know, warranted. I mean, because journalists do screw up, and maybe Edward Snowden didn't do it right in that area. But I think.
What did you feel? What did he feel that Edward Snowden did not do right?
Well, there were things that were like, not that I don't think he did anything wrong per se. It's that people he trusted ended up, like, they posted something in the New York Times that shouldn't have been posted.
As far as the data that he released to these media agencies that, you know, they were supposed to post only certain data.
The media agency screwed up themselves more than anything, but and that was some of his criticisms, and you know, I find those semi-legitimate. I mean, you got to be able to control the information a little bit better, but it wasn't.
Was it one of those criticisms? I mean, I'm sorry, I haven't seen the actual interview, and maybe it's worth playing on the air. I don't know, but was it one of those criticisms like, oh, well, there were personal information revealed in some of these government files, and you know, we don't want to reveal government agents' personal information, just the truth about what was happening. Was it that objection? Because I've heard that before.
It has a little bit of that to it. It was more that it did put some soldiers in harm's way.
That's the one. Yeah, the old soldiers in harm's way thing.
And no, it's the government that puts soldiers in harm's way.
Yeah.
Yeah, so first off, the government puts soldiers in harm's way.
On the air, though.
Far more people have caught bullets in the name of, you know, from government putting them in harm's way than activists, peace activists putting them in harm's way. But secondarily, no one's been able to show this dead soldier. Nobody's been able to say, this soldier here died because of this. Sometimes they can say the allies, right? Like, okay, the allies in this area or that area have had their names revealed, and now they'll have things happen to them in this country or that country. But it really just shows bad immigration policy on the part of the United States. I mean, if these are allies in Afghanistan that have provide substantial assistance to U.S. military, why the hell isn't U.S. military giving them a pass to come to the United States? I mean, that's pretty cheap to have somebody work for you. Just give them a visa and let them come here.
Yeah, I have no problem with these statements. Like, I don't mind the criticisms in that area, but it was actually quite a good overall piece. I'd recommend watching it on your own time.
Well, thank you. And we will link to it here for our listeners to check it out. And I'd actually pull up an article that is titled John Oliver Makes Edward Snowden Squirm on Last Week Tonight. So maybe that'll give us a good summary here. Thanks for the call, Corey. And thanks for the heads up there. Also want to let you know about the Pocket Power Plus. If you've got a smartphone, a laptop, you've likely found yourself in multiple situations where you wish you had a lot more battery power, like, you know, that you needed to charge it by the middle of the day. The Pocket Power Plus can help you with that and so much more. In fact, it's so powerful that in some circumstances it can actually jumpstart a car. The Pocket Power Plus really does fit in one's pocket. You can also, of course, stow it in your glove box. It comes with an accessory pack, which has almost all of the adapters you could possibly need for this thing to, again, charge all kinds of electronic devices. And it even includes the jumper cables. You can run electronic devices for hours, even days, if you need to, with the Pocket Power Plus. What you do to get it at half price is go to PocketPowerPlus9.com. That's Pocket PocketPowerPlus9.com. You can also use coupon code FTL and you'll save even more at PocketPowerPlus9.com. We'll continue here with more Free Talk Live in moments. Share your thoughts on Edward Snowden at 855-450-FREE.
By now you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins, but did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BitBit.co. Why? Because BitBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BitBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BitBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BitBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BitBit.co.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery stories on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
$855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. That's 855-450-3733. Join us online over at freetalklive.com. With you in studio, Ian here.
Derek J.
And Mark.
And don't forget, you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. Our listeners have been raving so far about Cameron Hughes wine, Mark.
Yeah, for good reason, too. We had wine tasting here with the Cameron Hughes wine.
We're going to have another one, too.
And yeah, we are going to have another one. It's going to be awesome. I'm excited. And these wines were awesome. They tasted great. They were so much better than sort of the cheap bottles of wine that, you know, maybe I've experienced most of the time. What they do is Cameron goes to these high-end vineyards, mostly in Napa Valley, but to some extent around the world. And he buys their overage, and then he labels it himself, and you know, so you can't tell where it came from. But these bottles are like 90 points and above. They're $70 to $100 bottles of wine that he sells for between $10 and $25. There's huge discounts on these bottles of wine, and you can get an even bigger discount. He's got if you use coupon code FTL, what you have to do is go to chwine.com, click on the microphone in the upper left-hand corner, and type in FTL. FTL is in Free Talk Live, and you can save 20% off of many of their select brands there and get free shipping on everything. So free shipping's on everything and then 20% on some selected wines using coupon code FTL by going to chwine.com, clicking on the microphone in the upper left-hand corner, entering FTL at chwine.com.
There's more to say about Edward Snowden, the bust, 100-pound bust that was put up in a New York City park overnight, and it's already been taken down by government agents who are attempting to suppress free speech and artistic expression. Derek J says he would respect the government's rules about their parks. I want to talk to you more about that. Maybe I've misinterpreted what you've said, Derek J, because I'm shocked. shocked to the core by what I've heard here. And we're going to get back into that. Also, the interview with Edward Snowden, John Oliver interviewed him, and one of our listeners gave us a heads up a moment ago. I've got an article about it. But first, let's go to Glenn. He's in Philly. Glenn, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Derek, Jay, and Mark.
Good evening, everyone. About the bus thing. It's interesting. This is I prefer the model that says, like, you know, public property with some government management. I'm not inherently anarchist or libertarian to the point that I don't think it's good to have small local government that sets some standards and operates things. I used to like to walk my dog in a nice local park that has fountains in the pond and stuff, and there's government involvement in that, and it's not oppressive and everything, and they keep the place nice. But if everybody and their brother wants to put up, you know, one guy wants to put up a bust of J.S. Bach, and another one wants to put up a bust of Krishna, and another guy wants to put up a bust of Steven Tyler, pretty soon everybody's going around to put up, well, I want to express my preference, you know.
And this is the tragedy of the commons.
Right, well, you know, I wouldn't even mind if somebody, you know, set up a table for a few hours on a Saturday and with a bust of Steven Tyler on it and a little pamphlet telling you about the how wonderful guy is. Well, another guy has his table for Thomas Alva Edison, and it's fine. But putting something with that permanence, it messes up the aesthetic. Okay, let's say you're trying to maintain the commons with a decent aesthetic that everybody can enjoy. If you go to the park to walk your dog or fish or...
But why should the government bureaucrats get to decide what's aesthetically pleasing? I mean, obviously they don't agree that an Edward Snowden bust is very pleasing.
In my area, okay, we have hundreds of thousands of people that live around here, and, you know, the park is a given size. Okay, why should a handful of people who wish to express themselves get too dumb? I mean, the whole aesthetic of things could be dumbed up, you know.
Well, why don't you just go and clean it up then, Glenn? I mean, if you feel like it needs to be improved, you can remove the bust.
I wouldn't be able to eject someone. In other words, like, you always have this minority of people who are you know, with expression.
Yeah, screw the minority. Why should they be able to do anything?
Well, okay, so Glenn, you've fallen into the trap. You're like the prehistoric creature going around in the tar pit.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Right, so Glenn, the fact is that Ian wants to figure out ways. Glenn, I just want to explain something to you. So Ian wants to make it so parks are not functional, right? Like, that is his goal. And you're trying to figure out how to make parks functional. You can't speak to someone who wants to make parks unfunctional.
What are you talking
about?
That's
what you want. You want...
That is not true at all.
100%.
I just want to take down that damn war statue in the central square of Keene, New Hampshire. Edward Snowden instead.
That's my statement to you, Glenn. I'm deeply offended by these statues to war that populate most parks in America.
Fine, I know statues to war. Okay, like, for example, we have a neat local park. It's run by the very nice township municipal building. It has a pond and fountains and a little stream runs through it, a dog park. And people go there and they have picnics. There's a gazebo. It's nice. It's aesthetically beautiful. And anybody who wants to come can enjoy it without being reminded of any wars or societal heroes or, you know, anybody's favorite. Anybody.
What about a topless woman? Should they be not reminded of a topless woman in the park?
I don't consider that freedom.
Yeah, see, it's all about you, Glenn. It's all about what you think is aesthetically pleasing.
Immaturity. No, I consider it immaturity. It's all about me. Look at my...
What's immature? Being topless?
Being topless is immature.
I disagree. It's a way to keep cool.
It's narcissistic. It's narcissistic. And if you ever talk to us, I'm going to be honest, it's even uncomfortable to a lot of women.
Hardly.
I saw an article recently that said that the tendons in the breasts actually became strengthened by that.
Look at how you hijacked the topic. You know, you're like, let's give them something really challenging. We'll talk about topless.
Well, challenging is what we do here on Free Talk Live.
By your own piece of property, put up whatever statue statue you want or don't.
That's what I want the government to do. Buy their own piece of property, spend their own money to put up their own statues.
Yeah, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Just too much shouting into the microphone, too much distortion. Couldn't handle it anymore. But, you know, you can buy your own piece of property, but then no one will see your damn statue. So the government's got the monopoly over the best piece of acreage in town here in Keene, New Hampshire. Central Square, I mean, that's the best place if you want something to be seen by people. There are constantly cars driving by, constantly people walking through the park, having lunch, taking the family through the park. If you want something to be seen, if you want to make a performance,
so I disagree
piece,
with that completely.
That's where you go.
The fact is this is about funding, and you're making it about something else. So if the government decides to give, I'm going to tell you, that's what I do for a living. If you just be quiet for a second, I'll do it. So if the government goes ahead and gives some private organization Central Square and says, you are now to maintain this, and call it the Central Square Betterment Foundation or something, and they go ahead and they it's a private organization, they pay to mow the grass and take care of the flowers, it really wouldn't be that much, right? Like, Central Square was set aside before there was really a city for being Central Square. There's no real cost to people for the land. Yeah, you could say that somebody else should be able to buy it in an auction, but if the government wants to give it away to somebody so that it continues to be Central Square, then you wouldn't really have an argument with that. And they would probably keep their statue on that property because that's what they want to do. Mm-hmm. And then you would have no right in a libertarian world to go put your statue there. This is really just sort of about ownership and the funding of, like, who mows the grass. We're not even talking about that much money here. The amount of money that goes into keeping Central Square working in Keene, New Hampshire, or any other park in any other place isn't that much.
Yeah, I agree with that. It's about being the owner of a thing that gives you the right to decide what happens to it.
Yeah, and no doubt. No one owns the parks as far as I'm concerned.
Well, so then you don't have a right to decide what happens there, right?
Well, sure you do. You can homestead. You homestead that land.
Yeah.
Remember, there was years ago, Anarcho Jesse, one of the earliest movers here to New Hampshire. He's since moved out. But he went, and there was a controversy within town where the government was going to give taxpayer money to some kind of a community garden research project. Mm-hmm. So they weren't even planting the garden at this point. They just wanted to research putting a garden together. And so they, you know, granted them like $5,000 taxpayer dollars for this. This is just some group that wanted to build a community garden. And so Jesse said, well, why don't we just go ahead and build the community garden rather than getting government money for this? We'll go down to Central Square. He brought out some of his gardening tools and attempted to plant his own garden and was arrested for his efforts trying to improve this, what I consider to be unclaimed land, trying to homestead it and put something there for the betterment of the community. Your thoughts are welcome. It's Free Talk Live.
For over 20 years, you've trusted Lumber Liquidators to make high-quality, beautiful flooring affordable for everyone. Delivering this value means you get the floor you want at a low price you deserve. So we've lowered prices even more. This week at Gorgeous Hand-Scraped Bamboo. It's durable, beautifully textured, and now it's $179. That's 40% off our already low price. Plus 200 styles of refinished hardwood from $169 and 12-month special financing. You trust our value. We value your trust. For quality hardwood, see the flooring experts today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Most people know that drinking pure high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Welcome back to more Free Talk Live. We'll take your calls about anything you want to discuss. You can dial us up here toll free and join us at 855-450-FREE. And again, that's 855-450-3733. And don't forget, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. If you like Free Talk Live and you enjoy what we're doing here and you want to help spread Free Talk Live, get us on more radio stations, you can become an amplifier for as little as $5 per month over at amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote, and the idea is your $5 a month is invested into Free Talk Live so we can get on more radio stations, bring more internet listeners on board. We're the number 38, number 38 most important talk show hosts, if you will. They don't say most important talk shows. They say the most important talk show hosts. So I want to
people.
Sure. Yeah. So we're number 38. Mark, you and I are on that list at number 38. Basically,
really old picture, right? Makes me feel bad when I see a picture that's 10 years old of us up there.
The fact is, we wouldn't be on that list, I don't think, if it weren't for the AMP program. Because it's because of the AMP program is why we've been able to advertise in Talkers Magazine for close to a decade now. I think we started advertising in there like 8 years ago, and we've been going to their conventions in New York City when they hold them, so we'll be going to another one in June where we get to kind of schmooze it up with the radio industry bigwigs, and that's important because it helps us sort of be the who's who in the industry. It raises our profile, makes stations more likely to take Free Talk Live seriously and more likely to put us on the air. So you can help us with that by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com, and you get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only forum, the AMP-only Facebook group, and more. Go to amp.freetalklive.com to get signed up, and thank you for doing so. That's amp.freetalklive.com. We've been talking about the Snowden bust, which was put up in a park in New York City overnight. It's gone already. They targeted it with a tarp earlier this morning and have since removed the entire 100-pound sculpture from the podium upon which it was sitting, this column that was already there, sculpture that had already existed in the park.
Now, when we talked about this in the last segment, we were sort of talking about how, well, it's impractical to let people do whatever they want to do on public property because we have to set things aside for different things. And I thought that it was really, it reminded me of the diggers. These are part of the the leveler movement, and I wanted to bring this up because
it's
important. This is during the English Revolution. During the English Revolution, there weren't really that many shots fired. This was when the king went down. Cromwell was took over power. As you know, I can't remember what the terminology was. And then the king's returned like a decade and a half later or something like that. Anyway, during that period, it's called the English Revolution. And there were a lot of weird groups that popped up. The Quakers came out of that. The Shakers came out of the Quakers. They were called the Levelers, the Diggers, and a variety of other groups. What the Diggers wanted to do was use public land, which was by public land, what they mean is, you know, those in power, the autocrats, took land that they wanted and did what they want with it, and made
That's
it difficult.
What governments do.
Yeah, made it difficult for poor people. You know, land is becoming scarce. Poor people don't know what to do. There's not that much in the 1640s. It's the America is so far away and so deadly, living on the frontier that people couldn't even get over there. They'd have to live in indentured servitude for 10 years before they could get a piece of land. So they're like, we should be able to plant here on this land that you're not doing anything with. Your jousting tournaments aren't important. We need to be able to grow some food or whatever it is that they were doing on the public land. I don't know specifically. And these levelers, if you care about history, there's a lot of history sort of arguing about what public property should be done with. And I think it's really cool. The best example, I was talking with Derek about.
Did they get arrested and things like that?
Oh, yeah. These people got all kinds of terrible things happen to them in these circumstances.
Drawn and quartered.
Yeah, all that kind of awful stuff that they would do to people like that. But the best piece in movies that you'll see is the Monty Python's Search for the Holy Grail. When the king comes up and he finds this, he goes, this old woman. He says, I'm 39. And, I didn't know you were 39, and I couldn't just call you man now, could I? And he says, well, you could have called me by my name. Well, I didn't know your name. You didn't bother to ask now either, did you? And this whole, that whole skit where, they're talking about their anarcho-syndicalist, commune, and that the executive is held by 1 week, and they have biweekly meetings where they, have to approve the rules, and all this stuff that goes into that skit. I think it's one of the most brilliant skits they did. I enjoy just watching it every once in a while. But at the end, he does my favorite line, which is, oh, look, come see the violence inherent in the system.
Yeah.
It's hilarious. But those people would be best described as diggers.
Okay.
Because you remember the one part in it where what actually was an old woman, she says, oh, come look, I found a lovely place of filth. Right? Like she's actually digging in the ground. So these geniuses that did Monty Python, and you can see it all through their stuff, they research everything. These guys are, sheer geniuses in their comedy. They're referring to this old English Revolution thing that most American audiences have no clue what went on. So there you go. Look up the Diggers. You might enjoy it.
Yeah, because we were talking about Anarcho Jesse, who was arrested in Keene years ago. One of the first instances of civil disobedience that happened out here. I mean, I guess one of the first dozen. And he was arrested for it. I was there to document the entire thing. And I thought it was a poignant protest. I mean, because they were taking government money, taxpayer dollars, and they were giving that to to an interest group. And again, maybe even calling it government money is, I think, not appropriate. I mean, they're taxpayer dollars. It's not the government's money, even though they've taken it from people. It's still your money, essentially, because just because a thief steals your bicycle doesn't mean that it's the thief's bike anymore. It's still your bike. He's just possessing it. So I think it's important how you address things.
What's the money spent, though? There's not much that can be done.
Well, that's true. There's no doubt about that. And generally, once it's taken, there's not much that can be done. But you can do what you can to reclaim some value from the state. And I think being able to put up a Snowden bust and to set up your own garden on public land is within that realm of reclamation.
But Anarcho Jesse had no expectation that his garden was going to go anywhere. They arrested him before he could put a hoe in the ground.
Yeah.
If you want to see a picture picture of Anoko Jesse and
put a hoe in the ground
and see some of his activism, you can go ahead and just search flag burning on the Google Images, and the fifth image.
Is it the fifth one now?
Sixth image that you see will be Anoko Jesse standing in front of the war monument with a burning flag.
That
this guy,
great.
You know, not a genius when it came to the opposite. Terrible, divisive activist, in my opinion.
Yes, yeah, speaking of tactics, is it my understanding that Anarcho Jesse also brought a rifle for his...
we should have mentioned that.
His gardening activism.
Yes, he wanted to shoot the gophers in case they popped up.
What a mixed message that is. You know, there was a quote from, I don't know where, is it the Bible, where they says, turn your swords into plowshares?
Yeah.
Well, it seems like a mixed message to bring both.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And it was a sloppy bit of activism, because what he did with it was he arrived on the scene, immediately propped his rifle up against a tree, and proceeded to walk, 10 feet away from it, basically abandoning it to whoever might want to walk up and pick it up, and then, put his hoe in the ground, and then the police officer who was there before Jesse arrived, basically.
Yes, because it was planned activism.
Right, because we had announced in advance that this was going to happen. He then arrests Jesse, and I always love to talk about the rifle part of this, because even though I thought it was sloppy on his part to do that, it was a mixed message, and some kid could have picked it up or whatever, right? Like, it's kind of a dangerous thing to just leave a gun in a park.
Very poor strategy.
Like that. But, to Maxfield's credit, Maxfield being the law enforcement officer who was there on the scene to enforce in this particular day, to Maxfield's credit, he actually asked me whose gun that was, and I told him it was, it was Jesse's.
To the best of my knowledge, that's his.
And he said, I said, you want me to take care of it or something like that, and he was totally fine with me just taking this rifle,
cool.
Walking away from the scene with it. Instead of, like, in most places where Jesse would have gotten an extra crime or, an extra three charges or something like that, one for having a gun in certain jurisdictions, two for letting it go out of your control. I don't know if that's a charge, but it probably is in some places. And so I actually got to just walk away toting this rifle and then put it in the trunk of my car and drove off with it. So New Hampshire, man, there's some really cool things about New Hampshire. And
the law enforcers here sure are different. They treat firearms very differently.
Yeah, they like them typically here in New Hampshire. I mean, I'm sure that's not true of all law enforcement in New Hampshire, but generally a law enforcement officer in New Hampshire is likely, if they're going to ask you about your gun, it's because they have a genuine interest in seeing what kind of gun you have.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. You can be part of the Free State Project by going to sign up at freestateproject.org, but no guarantees as to who else is going to sign up.
Also, one of my favorite parts of the Outlaw Gardner was, when I arrived, Maxfield was already there, and he actually waited as I got my camera out and got it started, got it set up and turned it on and started recording. He stood there and waited, and then we started walking together as he was walking towards the park. I was interviewing him and talking to him, so, he could have beat me to it and could have just arrested Jesse maybe without even me being able to really power things up. So he did it for the cinematic effect, which is really cool.
That's courteous.
God bless him.
855 453. You can take control of the airwaves here. Bring up whatever's on your mind. We can talk more about public property and Edward Snowden or whatever's on your mind coming up on Free Talk Live in hour two. Next.
Indefinite extension of the human lifespan is coming. But is it coming soon enough for you and me? That's the $80,000 question. I say $80,000 because that's what it costs to have your head cryonically frozen by Alcor. I've committed to do it. I got a life insurance policy, and I made them the beneficiaries. Bam! My best shot at living forever. Interested? Contact them at alcor.org, ALCOR.ORG. Mention my name, and I get a free year of membership.
Geico Motorcycle presents Reflections from the Road.
Let me tell you, the road is a much more relaxing place since I switched to Geico Motorcycle Insurance and started saving money. With that taken care of, now I can think about deep, important things. Like how come it's a pair of pants and there's only one of them? A real brain teaser. But hey, at least saving money with Geico Motorcycle is as easy as pie. What does that mean, anyway?
Geico Motorcycle Insurance. See how much you could save.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your products and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.